Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting second. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Harris. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Harris. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Galehouse. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Denny Galehouse. And now, play ball. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Galehouse covering. Safe. Strange moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Doerr. Strange moves to third. McQuinn moves to second. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Swift to Hefner covering second. The throw back to home, and Williams is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swift moves to second. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Strange. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gailhouse for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with Gailhouse covering, for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Merle Hogue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hogue is 0-for-1 in the game. Hogue hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first, with Harris covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to second. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-1 in the game. Desodles hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney, who is chasing the ball. McQuinn reaches third base with a triple. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe strikes out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Finney. Hoag reaches second base with a double. McQuinn scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-1 in the game. Gailhouse hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0-for-2 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr hits a pop-up towards short. Strange settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strange hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-3 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Strange moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. McQuinn moves to second. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hoag hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0-for-2 in the game. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Denny Gailhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gailhouse is 0-for-2 in the game. Gailhouse bunts in front of the plate. Swift fields it and throws to first for the out. Desodles moves to second. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hefner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chetlobs pinch hits for Bob Swift. Chetlobs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobs hits a line drive into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Siski now catching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Johnny Nagiling now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Fox moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Doerr strikes out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Williams scores. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Desodles takes first base on ball 4. Fox scores. Cronin moves to third. Tabor moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Denny Gale House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gale House is 0 for 2 in the game. Gale House hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cliff fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Johnny Nagiling. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Strange hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 4 in the game. Judnick is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.